Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The second baseman, Felix Mantillat. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hinton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew is walked intentionally. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Conigliaro moves to second. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Bressude reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Yastrzemski scores. Bressude moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Monbukett reaches second base with a double. Bressude scores. Thomas scores. Ryan moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Don McMahon now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Ryan scores. Monbukett scores. Malzone moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bressude hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into right field. Conigliaro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Conigliaro. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Wagner steals third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Colavito scores. Alves goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 to Red Sox. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Thomas moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Monbouquet moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Malzahn strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez pinch hits for Don McMahon. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton misplays the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Yastrzemski moves to second. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Bressuit moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Monbouquet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hedlund covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, as Q hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Ray Barker pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to third. As Q moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raditz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a line drive into left field. Wagner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wagner. Raditz scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Sammon now playing center field. Lee Stang now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Red Sox. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-4 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stang moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Stang scores. Houser moves to third. It's 14-6, Red Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser scores. Hinton scores. It's 14-8, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raditz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salmon. Raditz reaches second base with a double. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raditz scores. It's 15-8, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mantilla strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.